The Challenge of the Yukon.
On King, on you, Husky!
The Wonder Dog King, swiftest and strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the Challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of a small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in a new Northwest country, where the greed for wealth and power led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, Sergeant Preston and his Wonder Dog King met that challenge, and justice ruled triumphant. A strong ice-flecked wind swept down from the polar sea and pounded against every house and cabin in Circle City. But they were built to withstand Arctic storms, especially the sturdy log cabin that sheltered Sergeant Preston and his great dog, King. It was snug and warm inside. A crackling fire painted the big iron stove cherry red. King lay at the Mountie's feet, listening to the voices of the three men who lounged comfortably in the warmth of the cabin. Race Moody, owner of the Golden Ace Cafe, and Sam Bartlett were frequent visitors.
And I ain't telling anybody where this new claim of mine is located. I was pushing out for there in the morning. Kuna says it might snow.
Wait a minute, Sam. Who says it might snow?
Kuna.
That's one of your dogs, isn't it, Sam?
Sure. You know him, Sergeant. Big gray Malamute with the white face.
And he told you it was going to snow, huh?
Kuna's better than any barometer ever made. Mm-hmm. When he starts sniffing the air and whimpering, kind of worried-like, I lay 8 to 5 snow's going to fly next day. What's the matter?
Oh, you old sourdoughs are just alike. You spend so much time pushing around this country with a dog team, you think a dog's almost human.
That isn't bad thinking, Race.
What?
I know how Sam feels about Kuna. A smart dog's a priceless possession here in the Yukon.
Yeah, how many of them are smart?
Well, dog's intelligence depends a great deal on his master.
Sergeant, you're as bad as everybody else. As far as I can see, a dog's only good to pull a sled. They won't do that unless you whip them into it.
Race, you're wrong.
Huh?
Let me ask you something, Race. Have you ever owned a dog?
No, and I don't want to. Oh, they're all right if you can work them. But otherwise, a dumb mutt is about to...
Come! How can you say that with King laying right there in front of us?
At the sound of his name, King's ears twitched. He rose with a noiseless grace that belied his powerful shoulders and flanks. Then he quietly nuzzled the sergeant's outstretched hand.
King, old fella, you hear what's being said about you?
I see.
We understand each other. King's my partner.
Sure. Duke Slade's my partner down at the cafe. But that's no sign he's as smart as I am.
How are you two making out at the Golden Ace?
Oh, great. Great. Business is booming. I handle a day shift, and Duke works at night.
Slade. Duke Slade.
The mention of Duke Slade's name reminded King of something he wanted to tell the sergeant. It had happened that afternoon. Slade was a short, thin-faced gambler who carried the stuffy smell of whiskey and cigar smoke. Although it was warm and pleasant here in Sergeant Preston's cabin, King remembered how sharp and cold the air had been that afternoon when he'd been running along a snowbank trail against the wind. Suddenly, there was a sound of rasping hoofs on the crusted snow. A frightened antelope plunged frantically down the slope. A short distance away, a man, Duke Slade, leveled a rifle.
Just about the right size, if I can nail it. That did it. Now, I hope that critter won't be too heavy to carry.
From a distance, King watched Duke Slade shoulder his kill. The air was strong with the blood scent of the dead animal and the man bending over it. It seemed strange to King. Duke Slade's scent was that of an indoor man, far different from that of a hunter. If King could have talked, he would have told his master about Duke Slade.
Now, what's the matter with him?
Oh, nothing. He's just talking to me, that's all.
Yeah? What's he saying?
I don't know, Race. But if it's important, King will find some way to make me understand, won't you, boy?
Sergeant, if I didn't know you had pretty good sense, I'd think you were as crazy as Sam here.
Is that so? Well, I want to...
Okay, King. You stay here.
Hello, Sergeant. Race here.
Hello, Duke. Come right in. He's sitting over there by the stove.
What's the trouble, Duke?
Oh, nothing. Just closed up the cafe and I'm on my way home.
How's business tonight?
better than usual. Big play at the faro and poker tables. The reason I hunted you up before I went home. We'd let a lot of cash pile up in that till race. Lock on our door, bust if you blew on it.
Oh, nothing to worry about. We got a mounted policeman right in the same town with us.
Well, I thought you didn't mind. I'd take it home with me tonight. $40,000 is a lot of money.
Well, suit yourself. If you think it's safer that way, it's all right with me.
Sit down and rest a while, Slade.
Oh, thanks. I've had a hard night. I think I'll go on down to my cabin and hit the hay. Just wanted to tell Race about the money, that's all. Didn't want him looking in the cash box tomorrow, thinking we'd been robbed.
Well, anything you say. You're welcome to stay.
Hey, you're missing something, Duke. I'm learning all about talking dogs.
Talking dogs? Well, if I wasn't so tired, I'd
say... My place is just the other side of yours. I'll walk home with you.
All right.
Let me help you through Parker, Sam. Hope the weather holds off your trip north tomorrow.
Thanks, Sergeant. Thanks a lot. Well, good night. Good night, Ray. Good
night, Sam.
Come on, Duke.
Oh, you don't have to worry about the weather, any. That mutt dog of yours will tell you when it's going to snow.
Sure he will. Now listen to what he says, too.
You do that, Sam. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
The following morning, Sergeant Preston and King had just finished breakfast when someone pounded on the door.
Down, King. Down. Wait a minute, boy. Race Moody, I thought...
Sergeant, Duke's been murdered. I just came from his cabin.
Duke Slade, murdered? Are you sure?
Yeah, stabbed. Then somebody dragged his body down to that footbridge near the river. Pushed it through a hole in the ice.
Wait till I put on my parka.
Yeah.
We'll get down to Slade's cabin. Looks like one day's rest is all we'll get, King. Come on, boy. All right, Race, let's go.
The interior of Duke Slade's cabin seemed to offer ample proof of everything Race Moody had said. There was evidence of a violent struggle, chairs and table overturned, and reddish-brown stains on the floor.
Quiet, King.
It's easy to see what happened, Sergeant. Duke was killed, then dragged down to the river. See the tracks and footprints in the snow? They lead right down to the ice at the riverbank.
It looks bad. How about the money Duke mentioned last night? Is it
sure, gone? Sure it's gone. I looked for it. He was killed fighting for it.
What's that way? Men have been killed for a lot less than 40,000. Let's follow this trail down the river. Come on, King.
Running ahead of Sergeant Preston and Race Moody, King soon reached the frozen river. There were well-defined footprints in the snow. There was also a scooped-out path leading from Slade's cabin to the edge of a gaping hole in the ice. There were also plenty of red stains along the pathway. As he sniffed at these, King was puzzled.
Here, Sergeant. See what I mean? Drag the body down here.
Yes. Looks apparently as strong as this one under the ice. There's no way to tell for sure until next spring after the thaw.
Another thing. See these sled tracks?
Heavily loaded, pulled by a six-dog team.
Exactly what I figured. The killer knifed Duke, stole the money, and then headed north.
You may be right.
I'm right about something else, too. I know who did it.
You do?
Sam Bartlett.
Sam Bartlett? What makes you think...
I discovered the murder about an hour ago. I always come over to Duke's place the first thing every morning.
Well?
On my way up to your place to tell you about it, I met Charlie Firth, an old man Steinbaugh, who owns the restaurant. They both saw Duke and Sam Bartlett together last night, going into the cabin.
Well, that's no news, Race. They were together when they left my place. That doesn't mean Bartlett murdered Duke Slade.
Oh, but it sure looks suspicious. That old codger Bartlett heard Duke talking about the cash he was carrying. But what could be simpler than knifing Duke, robbing him, and hiding the body so there's no direct proof of a murder? Then he could pull out for that imaginary gold claim he's been talking about. Bartlett's gone, I found that out.
That's all circumstantial evidence, Race.
Yeah, maybe it is. But you can't deny that it looks like someone murdered Duke. Now, who did it?
I don't know. That's what we must find out.
How?
King, get the scent, boy.
Ah, look, all that hound can smell is blood. We know where Duke is.
King can follow any kind of trail. Here, boy. Over here. I wonder what... Oh, what's this, fella? I didn't notice this before.
What is it?
Two sets of footprints. There hasn't been any snow for a week. There's no way of...
Maybe Bartlett had somebody helping him.
Maybe. King, go back to the cabin and get the dogs up. We're hitting the trail. What's wrong, boy?
Ah, it's a smell of blood. All mutts know what that means. Can he follow Sam's trail? That's the question.
I don't know what you're trying to say, boy. The job we've got ahead of us is more important.
Go on, King.
Mind if I trail along with you, Sergeant?
Not at all, Red. Come on up to the cabin while I hitch the team.
For the first time in his life, King wished he had the power of human speech. He knew that Preston was on a manhunt. How could he show an important clue to the Mountie? He had followed many murder trails, but this one was different. The big lead dog snapped sharply and brought the sergeant's dog team into life.
What's the matter with you, King?
The great dog sensed a note of impatience in his master's voice. As we watched Red Moody seat himself on the sled, and Preston grasped the handlebars, King realized that for the present there was no way of telling them what he knew. He trotted to the head of the team and waited for a command.
On King! On your head!
It was an easy job to pick up the trail of footprints and sled tracks. King ran well ahead of the team, his head low and his powerful legs breaking the path for them to follow. For over 3 miles, the trail followed the right bank of the river. Then it broke suddenly and veered toward the mouth of Box End Canyon.
He's heading for Box End. It's a hot trail, Sergeant. We'll have to move fast.
Our speed's all right. It does begin to snow.
Hey, look. That mud of yours is so far ahead, we'll lose him.
Don't worry. We may lose King, but he'll never lose us. On you, Huskies! On!
The bleak, towering walls of Box End hung oppressively over the dog team and the two men rushing slowly along its floor. They had reached a point in the canyon known as Devil's Crest, a choppy little cliff rising starkly from round-nosed ridges and forming a series of side pockets. King darted into one of these, then came out again and barked at the approaching sled.
What's the matter, King? He's following the scent. Any one of these side canyons would be a good place to hide.
And get caught. Sam Bartlett stampeded, Sergeant. The murdered old coot is thinking more about what's behind him than where he's going.
Maybe.
Hey, Sergeant, you feel that? The wind coming up. A norther with teeth in it. Yeah, look at that sky.
That means snow and plenty of it.
What a place to be caught in a blizzard. Box End Canyon. Hey, where are you going?
Sounds as if King's found something. I'll look. What is it, boy?
More trouble, Sergeant?
Look, there's a fork in the trail here. The dog team, the sled, and one set of prints follow the canyon. And someone else headed into that draw.
Sam Bartlett's driving the dog team. We know that. He's the one we want to trail.
I wonder who these other prints belong to.
Maybe some trapper or prospector. What do we care?
King seems more interested in these.
Ah, they're much loco. We've got to get going, Sergeant, before the blizzard closes in.
Yes, I know. All right, King. Lead off. We're following the sled tracks.
What's the matter with him?
I don't know. On, King! On!
King didn't know what to do. Love, training, and allegiance to duty meant following Sergeant Preston's orders. He had been told to follow a certain trail. And now, even though the orders were changed, King's instinct told him the sergeant was wrong. A howling blizzard was closing in. The longer he delayed, the sterner became his master's command.
Lead off, King! Lead off, I say!
Now, we better turn around and head for Circle City. That dumb mud of yours ain't got sense enough to follow rabbit tracks, let alone follow...
King! You heard me! Lead off!
King made a quick decision. It meant disobedience. But he had been told to follow a certain scent. Follow it, he would. Whether his master knew it or not, this was what he was looking for. He ran further into the side canyon, then stood still and barked.
What's the matter with him now? I tell you, Sergeant, if we don't get out of here...
I've never
soon...
seen him act like this before. Wait, I'll go get him.
Before Sergeant Preston could reach him, King bounded off again, deeper into the side canyon. Again, he stopped and turned toward the mountain.
King!
Look, the crazy mutt thinks you're playing a game with him.
King, come here!
During the next few seconds, King realized his fate hung in the balance. Sergeant Preston could some way understand what he was trying to tell him. Everything was all right. If not...
What is it, boy? What's wrong?
This is sure proof of what I was saying last night. A dumb dog like that ain't worth the powder to blow him up.
Wait. Maybe I'm the one who's dumb.
What do you mean?
We'll follow King's lead instead of the main canyon.
Now, you've gone, loco. Bartlett's tracks are right back there, Sergeant. He's the one we're trailing.
If King's wrong, I'm wrong. I'm betting on him. All right, King. We'll go your way, fella. Come on, race.
On, King! On your head!
King reached the trail's end an hour later at the base of a steep cliff. Hardly visible at first glance was the opening of a cave, a crevice in the side of a rock wall. caribou skin had been hung to partially cover the opening.
Hey, look at that, Sergeant. A cave. Come on, let's...
Wait a minute, Race. Here, King. Come back here, boy. Remember, Race, we're trailing a murderer. No telling what's in that cave. Come out of that cave. Come out or we'll come in after you.
Wait. That's Duke's voice. Duke! Duke Slade, is that you?
You heard me.
I'm waiting, Slade. I'm coming for you, Slade. King will get you if you fire.
They're both covered.
All right, King. Heal.
You heard me, Preston. I mean what I say.
You won't shoot.
Don't come on here. Stop, I tell you.
You know what it means to shoot a mummy.
King was tense in every muscle as he moved at the heel of Sergeant Preston. He was ready to leap at the first word from the Mountie. There was increasing panic in Duke Slade's voice as the man and dog neared the mouth of the cave.
Preston, I don't want to kill anyone. Don't come so near. I swear I'll shoot before I'll be taken prisoner.
King caught the scent he hated, the scent of fear. His splendid muscles trembled in eagerness to charge the man in the darkness of the cave. The voice of Sergeant Preston was the only thing that restrained him.
Steady, King.
You hear me? Stop where you are. Stop, I tell you. Stop! Stop, I say!
Slade, throw down your gun.
You win, Preston. I'm coming out. Hold that dog, hold him.
What, Duke? Duke, it's really you. What are you? I thought you were murdered.
Slade, you have a lot of explaining to do.
I guess there's no use lying. You must have figured it out, or you wouldn't have trailed me up here.
Go on, talk.
Well, I shot the antelope yesterday afternoon. Last night I upset everything in my cabin, put blood on the floor, then dumped the critter's carcass through that hole in the ice.
Now I'm beginning to see.
I thought you'd figure I'd been murdered and I'd get to the States with the gold. Well, here it is.
You're under arrest, Slade, for robbery.
Of all my own partner. He almost got away with it.
I followed Sam Bartlett's trail partway up Box End Canyon. He was headed north someplace. I figured you'd trail him.
That's just what we would have done if it hadn't been for King here.
Hey, that's right, Sergeant. I guess I owe that dog of yours an apology. He's anything but dumb.
He was the only one of us smart enough to know which trail to follow. Yes, King, old fella. Thanks to you, the case is closed.
These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit, and all characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious. They are sent to you each week at the same time. Al Neal speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.